He looked at the man in front of him and then at the woman in the bed.
"Was it her heart?"
asked Rogers. Dr. Armstrong thought before he spoke. "Did she have any problems with her heart?" he asked.
"No, doctor, nothing."
"Has she seen her doctor in the last few months?"
"A doctor? We haven't seen a doctor for years. She was never ill," said Rogers.
"Did she sleep well?" asked Armstrong. Rogers looked away.
"Well, no,"
he replied quietly. "Did she take any medicine to help her?" Rogers was surprised.
No, I don't think so."
There were a number of bottles in the cupboard, but nothing special. Rogers said,
"She didn't have anything last night, sir, only what you gave her."
At 9 o'clock, everyone was up and ready for breakfast. Vera Claythorne and Philip Lombard walked to the top of the island. There, they discovered William Blore looking for the boat. Vera smiled.
"Things are usually late in Devon," she said.
"What do you think of the weather?" asked Lombard. Blore looked at the sky.
"It looks all right to me," he said.
"I think there's going to be a storm," Lombard said. As they walked back to breakfast, Lombard and Blore talked about Anthony Marston. Why did a man like Marston want to kill himself? It didn't seem possible. They went into the dining room.
"Rogers looks ill this morning," said Emily Brent.
Dr. Armstrong was standing by the window. "Rogers is doing the best he can," he said. "He's alone this morning, as Mrs. Rogers isn't able to work." Emily Brent looked at the doctor.